May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. I want to take a moment before I begin just to thank Keith Schaefer for always making it a little bit more fun than I expected. Today we gather to commemorate, celebrate All Saints Sunday, that day that we remember all God's faithful saints, those big S saints, Mark, Matthew, Luke, Fiacra, Francis, the list could go on and on. But we also remember those faithful servants in the vineyard who have gone before us, those who have made their difference in their generation, in their lives, and in their families' lives, in the lives of the church, to help get us to where we are today. But as we begin, I'm struck by how our lessons today take everything that we would think we believed and turned it upside down. In the book of Daniel, we hear that the four beasts really symbolize four kings rising up, but that the kings are not the ones that will inherit the kingdom. It is God's faithful and holy people who will inherit the kingdom. And then in our gospel lesson, in the Beatitudes, we hear everything that we would think we believe turned upside down. It is the hungry who are satisfied. It is those who are trodden down under the feet of others that will rise up. It is God's faithful people who inherit God's kingdom. It is God's faithful people who seem to get it, that things aren't as they seem, that the wealthy are poor, that the poor are wealthy, that the hungry are filled, and those who are filled are hungry. Nothing seems to make sense in God's kingdom the way we think it should. That's what God's saints throughout time have helped us understand. That to be a faithful servant of Christ Jesus, we've got to look at the world in a different way and have different expectations about how to live our lives. It's really interesting to me that anytime I walk into a church, even seemingly all by myself, I feel surrounded. I feel surrounded by the presence of those who have gone before, those who have tried to help me understand and help countless generations see and know what it means to be a faithful follower. Those who seemingly gave very little, and those who gave abundantly, those who simply showed up from time to time, and those that were here every time the doors were open. But all those in whatever way gave me a glimpse of what it means to follow Jesus. I will say, every now and then, a song says more than a sermon's words ever can. And I have been known to say that I always look at the last hymn on Sunday morning, and if it's really good, the pressure is off me. People rarely walk out the door quoting a sermon, but they will walk out the door humming or whistling a hymn. that will stick with them all week. But the little song that many of us grew up singing on this day speaks volumes. It talks about how God's saints really are people just like us. But I really think the difference is that they knew that they were different. We are different people. We are a people who have been loved so deeply and so completely that our lives are never the same again. We are a people who have received grace upon grace. We are a people who have been given hope. And we are a people who simply go about living our lives, but doing so as God's saints. Not many people meet on trains or at tea anymore. But we can look at somebody in the lane right next to us at a stoplight. Or we can see someone standing across from us or next to us in the line at the grocery store. We can turn to the person next to us today and see God's saints. And guess what? They look back and they see us. We sing a song of the saints of God today, patient and brave and true, who simply went about living their lives. Thanks be to God, that is our calling. And thanks be to God, generations from now will come into this space and be surrounded by our witness. Because it is our witness that brings people in the door this day and will continue to transform lives through the power of Jesus Christ. We are the saints of God, and we are called to live our lives in ways that transform others. You know what? I'm glad I can share that with you. We're a pretty special group. God is working and living in and through us. As God worked in generations past, God's hope dwells here because we are here, committed to sharing the message. We are God's saints, and we all have our chance to transform others. Amen.